could see him saying, "Just cool it, there's not enough room," as Eddie wiped his face and neck like a superstar. Eddie was almost in a trance for the next numbers. He sprang about the stage like an ape. The drummer looked annoyed, rolling his eyes and mouthing curses to himself. But he smiled when Eddie accidentally landed in a painful-looking split, one leg off the stage and one leg on, with his tight trousers slicing his balls. The lead guitarist stood motionless, pressed up against the amplifier at the back of the stage, and the singer began to push Eddie out of his way as he pranced by him. Eddie was on his knees at the end of the last number, striking the strings on his guitar like he was trying to kill it. The other members of the band finished playing and stared at him in disbelief. Eddie bowed to the applause and waved a little at the audience. He looked flushed and spent. "He's funny, don't you think?" Georgina said, leaning towards me and laughing. I laughed too. Eddie undid his guitar strap as the drummer and singer were talking furiously to him. Eddie looked serious as he put his guitar in its case. He moved his hands to try to calm the two men down. All right," I heard him say. The drummer snarled, "Wanker," as he watched Eddie walk away.